Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Qinghai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
I've always emphasized that, you know, not to judge persons on, you know, the way they look. You know, you judge them from what's in your heart. Because I always say, if you don't have it in your heart, then your mind doesn't matter. It's just how life is, you know. But with what you have, you got to make the best of it and build on that.
Hello, courteous viewers, and welcome. Today we have the pleasure of getting to know Mr. Farron Hall. Mr. Hall, formerly homeless and dependent on alcohol, has made great changes in his life. He now has housing and has completed a program to free himself of addictions. This brilliant transition began around the period that Farron Hall risked his own life not once, but twice, to save others in separate events of distress. It was a beautiful summer day in May 2009 when passerby Marion Willis witnessed the first rescue.
Well, I was walking across the Provoce Bridge on a Sunday afternoon. I saw three young guys, you know, kind of chasing the sun and trying to cross the bridge, and they were just having fun.
One of the teenagers, Joey Musseau, attempted to leap across a gap from the traffic lanes to the adjacent pedestrian bridge. To the horror of those around him, Joey didn't make the jump safely and fell into the strong currents of the river below.
Of course, we ran to the other side of the bridge in time to see our dripping, wet national hero that we all know to be Farron Hall.
Farron Hall and his friend Wayne Spence had been sitting below the Provoce Bridge when he saw Joey take the plunge into the icy river. Risking his own life, Mr. Hall immediately jumped into the frigid waters, swimming at an angle against the current to reach the boy, who was being quickly carried away by the rapids. Upon reaching Joey some 30 meters from the bank, Mr. Hall had to prevent the panicked teen from pushing them both underwater. He managed to coax Joey into turning onto his back and was then able to get both of them safely back ashore.
And here I'm the guy who took swimming lessons in grade 7 to learn how to swim, you know. And it's, I guess when you're in, you know, you see somebody in grave peril at the time, you don't think about, you know, if I can swim or not. At the time, I didn't even think of what am I doing. Or yeah. I seen somebody who needed help. I was thinking, you know, there's somebody's child out there. I did it on like parental instinct. I just did what, as a human being, you know, who has, you know, caring, who cares, you know, and I wish, you know, if I was the other way, like, the position would change, somebody would jump in and save me, you know.
Moreover, Mr. Hall credits his friend Wayne Spence for saving his life and that of Joey's.
I was so tired and I was cold and, mm-hmm. you know, and I was going down, and my friend Wayne, he helped. He actually saved us both, but, you know, that's the part that, mm-hmm. you know, it's not very, you know, mentioned that much, you know.
The humble Farron Hall also attributes his timely act of courage as heaven's way of giving him a fresh start in life.
For me to be there at the time, you know, maybe it was divine intervention. because this young lad, you know, he has his whole life ahead of him, and for me to give him another chance at, you know, living his life, you know, and I hear today he's doing good with himself, you know, he's, and in a way he helped me with my inner self, to give me a second chance at life, you know. And after this, I just realized, you know, how precious life is. And at the time, people, my friends, are just complete strangers on the street, you know, they'd say, if it happened again, would you do it again? And I'd think, well, I don't know, it's hard to say, like, you know, you'd have to be in that situation at the time.
Then it happened again.
And it happened again.
Indeed, it was not long after, on September the 4th, 2009, that Mr. Hall was with three other friends at the riverbank area near Norwood Bridge when one of his companions, Tara Lynn Beery, fell into the water. One of their friends, Chris Harper, quickly jumped in to try to help her, but both were struggling to stay afloat as neither knew how to swim.
It was just like deja vu all over again, and I couldn't stand there, and, you know, and I knew there was two people there.
Again, without a second thought to his own safety, Mr. Hall jumped into the river, where he grabbed both Tara and Chris, but the current was too strong, so he could only save one at a time. After pulling Tara back to shore, he quickly went back for Chris.
The current was, it looked really calm on the surface, but once you're under there, when I went under looking for Chris, it was just awful under dark and, you know, scary.
Despite the freezing waters and his exhaustion, Mr. Hall repeatedly dove underwater in search of his friend. Tragically, Chris succumbed to the fast-flowing river. However, Tara Lynn Beery's life was saved, thanks to Mr. Hall and his selfless bravery. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television, the Shining World Hero Award series featuring Mr. Farron Hall, will continue after these brief messages.
I know there's good people out there. Hopefully this way, you know, I can, you know, enlighten, you know, somebody. I'm not no one special. I'm just a regular person. I just hope I make a difference. I'm trying my best, you know, with what I have.
I'm honored to know Farron Hall. I'm humbled by, by the teachings that he's provided. Farron has taught me to see the humanity. He's reminded me of the humanity, and I'm the good that there is in all of us.
Welcome back to today's Shining World Hero Award program. Due to his life-saving deeds, many call Farron Hall a hero, the guardian angel of the Red River. But he had never sought recognition for what he considered was just a natural act of helping out another person.
For all the accolades, all the medals, I treat that, no question, if I can have that, my friend back. I know Chris is looking down on me. I know it. He's looking down on me and saying, you know, Farron, you know, you tried, you know, but, you know, things didn't turn out. Like, he probably did what I did, you know, he didn't think about it, and I commend him for that, you know, because he was, you know, he's the real hero, you know. He's here because he tried. And
in recognition of his courageous efforts, Supreme Master Ching Hai recognized Mr. Farron Hall with the Shining World Hero Award. Numerous media were in attendance at the press conference that was organized to honor Mr. Hall. A framed letter of commendation and a crystal plaque from Supreme Master Ching Hai was presented to Mr. Hall. In addition, Mr. Hall was gifted with Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling books, The Noble Wilds, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and various other publications.
It's overwhelming, overwhelming response, positive. I'm still trying to, digest all this in my brain, and to have such a, noble organization honor me with the plaque, and it's overwhelming, and I'm very appreciative. And I never in my wildest dreams have I ever expect something like, recognition, to this high, esteem, I guess. And it's something that I'm going to remember, Every time I look at it, it gives me a sense of pride, and it makes me, proud to wake up in the morning, happy to wake up knowing that, I changed, changed my life. Two young people there, who I was fortunate enough, to help out to the best.
A hero jacket designed by Supreme Master Ching Hai was also custom made for Mr. Hall. True to his selfless nature, he had in turn given the jacket to a homeless person in need of it to provide protection from the bitter cold. Mr. Hall expressed his heartfelt gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, thank her. I wish to thank her. It means a lot to me. I'll never forget this encounter. I'll show off with pride to anyone. Someday I'm going to have grandchildren, and they're going to say, "Grandpa, what is that?" And I'm going to be very proud to explain to them and let them know the story and let them know, the triumph and the tragedy, so they can understand. I went through the downside, and now I'm going through the good side. And I've always said, the good is very well outweighing the bad. Let good spirits guide you. Think positive, and, good things will come.
Supreme Master Ching Hai had also made a contribution of $2,000 to the Farron Hall National Fund for the Homeless, in which Mr. Hall had selflessly requested it be donated to the Main Street Project, a homeless shelter.
I would also note at this time that going back to the Farron Hall National Fund for the Homeless, that it was the Supreme Master Ching Hai Association that stepped forward, and with a rather significant contribution to the fund.
At the Main Street Project, we've been working here in Winnipeg for almost 40 years now, and we are the only shelter in town that will accept people regardless of their condition. And that's a special challenge, but it's also a special honor, and we see it that way. We have about 1,300 different people in a year who will sleep in this room that we're standing in right now, and we're really proud today that Farron came and gave us a little recognition. It means a lot to us.
Hopefully, this contribution here will make it ease the burden on people here who depend on this facility. I know I've come to depend on it a few occasions, and for me to be here right now in front of my friends who I've seen here, it makes me happy and it makes me proud, to say I've been there, I've seen it.
As Mr. Hall rebuilds and overcomes the obstacles in his own life, he continues to touch the lives of others through his humble heart and assistance to the homeless people. In closing, he shares some valuable insight he has gained through his life experiences.
To me, that's a very important aspect of human nature. You show respect, you respect a flower or a bumblebee, or you respect a person. Because once you have that respect and you receive that respect, then you can go places, It's all how you use that in a positive way. If you have a dream, if you have something in the back of your mind that you really wanted to do, you go after that dream, because, you work at it, you work hard at it, you'll fulfill that dream.
We thank Mr. Farron Hall for your humility, courage, and selfless example of brotherly love. Praised be your compassion and giving spirit, which brightens the lives of fellow beings. Joyful viewers, it was a pleasure to have your presence for today's Shining World Hero Award Series. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. May your days radiate with happiness and inner peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE